time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro. We are here for another show. First one of April, first one talking about some real spring sports actually going on. How is everybody? We're here every Thursday. We're out weekly podcast for the Merrimack Valley sports scene, all ages, all sizes. We don't care. Big show today. We got Tewksbury softball coach Brittany Souza, who is the back-to-back runner-up in Division II softball in the state, in the entire state. They got all kinds of seniors back. They are ready. They're going to do it this year. It's going to happen. Mark my words. That's right. And Brittany will tell us all about it after the break. So wasting no more time, I'm stepping away. Here it is. Brittany Souza catching up with the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
All right, Dom Nicastro here, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, with our one and only guest today, repeat guest, coach of Tewksbury softball, Brittany Souza. What's going on, Brett?
How are you? I'm great.
Good. Good to have you back. Hear your voice again. That means spring is in the air.
Time of the year.
Yeah. So let's start with, you know, we're here April 1st at the time of this interview. Are we getting some good outdoor time so far?
Yeah, we've been lucky enough to get outside almost every day. Unfortunately, just not on our field. We've been kind of on the turf. So it's been a little bit difficult, but at least we're outside, so we're not complaining.
Yeah, that works. Cool. So when do we open up? It's April 1st now. When's the first game?
Yeah, so we start April 10th as our opener for our real regular season. We're playing against Lowell. We had a couple scrimmages over the last couple days, some good softball. But yeah, super excited for our opener next Wednesday.
Nice. That is a heck of, is that an unusually long preseason than, you know, than normal?
Typically we start the first Monday. I think we actually might have a bye the first day, and then we start Wednesday. I think a lot of people are opening up on Monday.
On Monday the 8th. Okay.
Yeah, we pushed it out a little bit over the last couple of years, probably just because of the weather and stuff.
Yeah, it's like, what's the sense? Because you're going to be rescheduling and you know, probably chopping up a lot of fields when you shouldn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. So April 10th is the big one. And it's a long season, you know that. But this team is hungry, I can imagine. I mean, coming back to back state championship losses in Division II, reaching the very pinnacle and insanely competitive and wild games in those finals. So, you know, tell me about the hunger of the team first. I mean, these girls must be itching to get back on the diamond.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they actually put in a ton of time this off season together. You know, they went Sundays weekly for since January 1st, then they added in some conditioning days in between there and extra days just on the field to get throws in, which has been the most preseason training I've seen my program do. And it was all based off of them, which is awesome to say, like, to not have to force it as a coach and have the kids lead. You know, we have 5 returning seniors, 6 seniors total, that kind of just like where they dove in ready to go, you know? So they're hungry, they're, you know, determined.
Yeah.
It's a vibe to be around right now, and it's just a good feeling, you know?
Yeah, 100%. And of those 5 seniors, were all of them sophomores on the 2022's team, and they saw the state finals, and then 2023 as juniors, they were in the state finals again. Is that like hold true?
Yes, all 5 of them have been on the field, both state tournaments. And honestly, the Elite 8, they were all freshmen. Like, they've all been playing every inning of every game, all 3 of those years. So it's their year, you know, and they've put the blood, sweat, and tears in. All 5 of them are committed to go to college, which is awesome. So I'm hoping it's their year. They're saying 3rd time's a charm. I'm saying revenge tour 24.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love the way that you have a theme, you know, you have a theme for each season. And, you know, this has to be. Yeah, I mean, those girls have stuck together. Why don't we kind of break those seniors down, you know, like where they're going to end up in the field, how they're going to contribute?
Yeah, so we'll start with Whitney Giganti. She's a pitcher. She's jumped right into the circle. Has pitched, honestly, a good chunk of our last couple seasons as well. And to be honest, that's a tough role for that kid to play, because on any other varsity squad the last 3 years, she would have been the number 1 pitcher. And she kind of took that, you know, the role on, which is a tough role to swallow for a lot of kids, but she took it on. And the last couple years when she wasn't pitching, she was our DH and on the field somewhere. And she is going to play at Wesleyan next year. And just a dirt dog. And, you know, she looks good this off season so far. And I'm excited to see what she does for us this year.
Sweet.
Then we have Becca Harris, a returning shortstop who is going to play at Bentley.
Nice.
She has been a starting shortstop since she was a freshman, kind of took on that role, like never played before. Like, well, you're going to play for us and we'll give you all the training you need. And she just dove into it like 110%. She has been probably working just, you know, so hard, hitting 3 times a week. In our off season, just very determined to have like a blowout year for her as expected. But as a shortstop, she is just incredible. Like, just, I think she had like a 990 something average last year, which is incredible for a shortstop.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah. Incredible. Then we have Avery Della Piana, who is going to play at Clark University next year. She's been our first baseman the last couple of years. Again, was a catcher, never played first, kind of made her into a first baseman. And she's probably going to get a little bit of time there and behind the plate, but she has just, again, stepped up and played position, done whatever we've asked her to do. Then we have Aslan Davis, who is kind of like my little firecracker, has played, I think, almost every position on the field except for catcher for us. And she is going to Southern Maine University to play softball.
Wow.
And again, she'll just take on that role. She'll play a little bit of pitcher, And then any last year she did mostly right field. But honestly, when kids would come down with like the flu or some crazy alignment, she was jumping to third base or second base or center field, wherever we needed her to play, which is pretty awesome. And then lastly, we have Alyssa Adams, who has been our starting center fielder for the last 4 years or 3 years. I'm sorry. And she's going to play at St. A's next year. And again, she just locks down the outfield. She's wicked fast, makes every difficult play look routine. Huh. So that's where our seniors are this year.
Yeah. Which one of them would be captains?
Honestly, we haven't picked captains because they all have incredible, like, captain material that, like, I just feel like they all are leaders and why I'd name two and not all five, you know what I mean? And yeah. I said that, I'm like, guys bring something different to our team, and what one lacks, another has. What the other one has, the other one, what one lacks, the other one has. So we've kind of been like, let's stick together as seniors this year and do something a little bit different out of the norm, and all of you be leaders and stay collective and keep our team gelled, instead of making, you know, not naming one of those kids that have been starters for the last year, who've all contributed over the last couple of years, a captain. Like, it's just, in my opinion, I'm like, I want us to stay united and not kind of separate those seniors, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Worry about the labels, you know?
Yeah. Exactly.
It's not as important to the bigger, larger team mission. You know, I like that.
Right. If that's our goal, we have one goal, is to make it to the state finals. We need to stay united. So why are we going to go day one and tear apart our seniors and make a divide? Like, it shouldn't matter. Our goal shouldn't, you know, having a title of a captain shouldn't matter. Our goal should be the same, to get to that final game. So,
yeah.
And they all were on that page when I had that conversation with them. And so that's kind of what we're rolling with.
Reminds me of the 2001 Patriots, coach, when they were, they decided to be announced as a team at the Super Bowl.
Right?
Yeah, instead of individuals. I love it. I absolutely love it. So, you know, do you think that this team has a different kind of chemistry strength versus the past two state finalists?
I think the benefit of us being the same exact team for the last 3 years is just, you know, our chemistry is like there on day one. It's like, what are we doing for team bonding? Can we spend every minute together with each other? Like, I feel like they're all my children at this point. and they feel like I'm their mom. Like, I feel like we spend more time together than our own families, you know? And the chemistry is just, it's awesome. Like, I can't complain the last 2 years because it's been great. But, you know, the third year of kind of being together, it just is a great feeling. And that's always the toughest thing to build on the team, is the chemistry. And it's just there already so early on, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Well, cool. I mean, you know, finally looking across the Big Valley landscape, you know, is it going to be the same players that are competitive just like they are every year? Or is there a team that might be a, you know, surprise contender in the Valley this year?
Yeah. You know, I think our biggest is going to be Central. I feel like they are just extremely strong all around. But I feel like the Merrimack Valley is just always strong. Every game is going to be a good dogfight. We picked up a couple non-conference games. We're playing Taunton, who, you know, their pitcher's going full ride, Texas Tech. But I'm like, hey, we might as well play them at the end of our season, give us some good looks for the tournament, like see the best of the best so that we're prepared for whatever is thrown our way.
Yeah.
I always say, if you want to be the best, you got to play the best, you got to beat the best, you know? And so we're playing some competitive teams for our non-conference games, but there's really no cupcakes in our conference, you know? So we'll have a tough schedule ahead of us.
Yeah. I mean, that's the defending D1 state champs, Taunton, right?
We're playing Central twice, so we got bumped up to the MVC1. So we're playing Central twice, Billerica twice, Methuen twice, Chelmsford twice. So
Yeah.
I think this will be the most prepared we'll ever be just by our schedule in itself.
Yeah. I mean, you got, you know, what's that? Like, it's like three total games against the two teams that were in the D1 state final last year, right? Central twice and Taunton once.
Definitely.
If there's ever a season that the Tewksbury softball team would be ready, it's this one for sure.
That's what I said. I said, even our scrimmages, we've played, Londonderry, who has two D1 pitchers. We played Salem, who was the, you know, they're very, very competitive, good two D1 kids going over there. We played Pink, we are playing Winneconnet, couple good New Hampshire teams up there. So, you know, we'll be, all of our scrimmages are very strong teams that I'm like, let's just play good softball, you know?
Yeah, exactly. 100%. Well, Coach, we know you're very busy. Brittany Souza here, Tewksbury Softball. We appreciate you coming on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk again. We know that in June we'll have you on. And I think we talked, I think we left off last year saying in June we're going to be talking about a state champ this time around. And I know it's the kiss of death to think 20 games ahead, but how can you not? How can you not have it on the mind, right?
Yeah, we're all itching for it. Trust me.
I get it. All right, Coach. Thanks for joining us once again, and best of luck. We'll catch up down the road.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Thank you, Coach Souza. It's going to be an interesting dynamic to see her team in that upper MVC division and see what they can do. But I have no doubt that they'll be continuing to have success. Back-to-back state finalists. I mean, amazing what she's done with that program. This is the Merrimack Valley final segment, Merrimack Valley Spring Sports Report. Take a little quick poke around. Not much happening, just a lot of previews and stuff. Andover and Central Catholic are the clear frontrunners of the MVC in baseball, according to the Eagle Tribune, who's giving me all the fodder for this segment. Central, state finalists last year in softball, they're back at the top of a loaded Merrimack Valley. Walsh and Whittier boys, Walsh and Whittier boys lacrosse off to a fast start, and that is Connor Walsh. Had a great effort with 5 goals and 4 assists in Whittier's 14-2 win over Greater Lowell. That's the big highlight for the week. But yeah, we appreciate you tuning in to the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. We're here every week. We have one guest usually, and it's always a good one. So that's what makes it worth coming. Not me and my spiel. but the people we get on the show. So every week, msunderSports.com. Thank you for tuning in. Appreciate all our sponsors, Kelly Media, for running the show. See you next week.